What's up, LOLs? This is Jay Ferns, and I'm here to tell you that Bud Light has brought it again. What have they brought, you ask? Just a new drink that I'm obsessed over. First of all, if you know me, you know I was a heavy soda drinker back in the day. So when Bud Light Seltzer sent over their new hard soda variety pack for me to try out, I got very excited. It was like Christmas morning, opening up that package and seeing all the flavors like classic cola, orange soda, citrus soda, and my favorite, cherry cola. It's like Bud Light was reading my high school diary. I mean, it was just a few sheets of paper I wrote thoughts on. Anyway, with Bud Light Seltzer's hard soda, you get all the satisfying sweetness of soda pop with the refreshment of hard seltzer. The best part of it all? No sugar! And you don't even miss it. This tastes like all my favorite sodas. Even better with the hard seltzer in there. So, head over to BudLight.com to learn more. Bud Light Seltzer, the loudest flavors ever. But remember to enjoy responsibly.
It's an episode. Latinos Out Loud. Yo. What? Oh my God. Today's episode of Latinos Out Loud is something that we're not used to doing. Full of surprises today. Literally. Hi, it's your friend Rachel La Loca. I'm here. I'm just trying to set the stage. Okay, I'm going to tell you what's going down. You might want to get a pad and a pen if you're old school like me, you know, or you could do what the kids are doing. The kids put the stuff in the notes. The kids use the notes on their phones to put the stuff. And if you're like me, you put the notes in the phone and then you never go back to it. Okay. Well, sometimes I do. Like if it's my like Target shopping list, I definitely go back to it. Okay. That's not the note that I want you to take. Here's what you should note for this episode of Latinos Out Loud. It's like there's going to be an appetizer. And then there's going to be another course. I don't want to say the main dish because both are like main dishes. But it's a two-course meal here today, okay? So I hope you're hungry for some good podcast because that's what's on the menu. First, we have an amazing interview with someone whose career, you guys, you really have to check it out. Okay? Because it's fascinating. We're going to be interviewing Marco Shepherd. Marco Shepherd is the Senior Vice President of Production and Development at Centropolis Entertainment. It's not the police, Centropolis Entertainment, or Centropolis. I might be giving it a very Latino name right now. Pero he oversees development, production, financing, packaging, licensing, and distribution for all of the company's films and television projects. He's been there for a while, and he's worked on films that we love, like Independence Day, Resurgence, and Midway, White House Down, Anonymous. It's really, really interesting. And we're going to get scientific. We're going to ask him some questions. So check it out. Then after that, you guys are going to come right back for... Oh my God, I'm so excited. We've been planning this for so long. We've been sending the invites out. We're going to have a surprise podcast roast and toast for our very own Frank Spiracy Nibs. Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal before we get to the interview. Okay, last year was a milestone birthday for Frank. All right. And look, we were pandemicking. Okay. It was kind of crazy. I wanted to celebrate my boy's big birthday. I'm not going to put the number out there, although I think I... All right. Anyway, you'll figure it out. So, you know what I'm saying? Last year, it just didn't happen. And I felt terrible about it. I really, really felt terrible about it. I'm like, wow, I bring the party in a bag. Like, if you ask me to show up, I will show up. Streamers, backdrop, you know, little tchotchkes, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, all of it. I bring the party. I am the party. But we couldn't do it for Frank last year, so we're doing it in a big way this year. So it's his milestone plus one, all right? And we invited a bunch of friends. It's a surprise. He doesn't know anything, okay? That's not confirmed, but as far as I know, he doesn't know anything. I love surprises. Actually, I love surprises, but not when I'm on the receiving end of the surprise. I like to be the surpriser, not the surprisee. Okay, so stay tuned. There's so much fun in this episode. I hope you enjoy every second of it. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, have fun. Okay, Marco, can you tell us how you started your career in filmmaking?
I had the great pleasure of working on a film in 2005 that Roland Emmerich executive produced in Mexico City. And my career started there. I worked on sets. And then I continued my path to become a producer since then, working on different areas of the in the film industry. And then in 2009, I started working with Roland again. And then I stayed at his company as an executive. And I grew to become a producer there.
Without giving too much away, can you tell us about this film, Moonfall?
Well, Moonfall is an epic Roland Emmerich extravaganza. It's a really fun ride. It's not only an original science fiction story, but it's also really interesting about the mysteries of the moon, what the moon could actually be. And it's, aside from the spectacle and the theatrical experience, Moonfall really has very rich characters, played by an incredible assembled cast by Halle Berry, Patrick Wilson, and John Bradley. And they really put together an incredible dynamic. And actors like Donald Sutherland and Michael Peña, Charlie Plummer, Kelly Yu, they really do a great job coming together to bring a Roland Emmerich film on screen at its best.
And speaking of those names, how was your experience working with the cast?
Wonderful, wonderful. They're all great. You know, aside from being a fan of them all, they're really well-rounded, very well-trained actors who delivered just not only incredible, performances, but brought so much life to the set. They brought so much joy to the filmmakers. So it was a real joy to work with them. I've personally have become close to John Bradley, and I consider him a friend as well. And just bringing that aspect of the love that we all have for cinema and coming together, it was a very beautiful and artistic experience for me.
And obviously, Roland Emmerich is known for his big event movies like Independence Day. When he comes to you and says that he wants to do a movie about a moon hurtling towards Earth, is that an automatic yes for you?
I would say yes to Roland's projects because they're out of this world. he brought the concept to me about 7-8 years ago. He said, keep a secret. It was a one-page outline of the concept that he had about the moon. I read on the conspiracies behind the moon. I read about the facts that NASA discovered in 1970 during the Apollo missions. And for me, that was the, oh my gosh, Roland, this is great. So to answer your question, this is the kind of example of experiences I have with Roland with a concept. And I could never say no, because as the concept evolves into a script and then into a film, it always becomes something that I completely underestimated. So it's always a fun ride with him from the beginning.
And did the writers do any research with astronomers to find out if the moon can actually attack Earth?
We did a lot of research. We did talk to scientists about the effect that the moon being kicked out of orbit would cause to Earth. We did talk a lot about that. We did a lot of research on that. Roland himself read a lot of theories about what the moon could be. And from there, the film sort of took shape and Roland took the artistic liberty to really form the story that it is today. But it's a combination of a lot of theories, a lot of research, not only about the moon, but also about the effects of the moon on Earth and what the moon could do to Earth if it was not behaving accordingly to its own orbit.
And lastly, this feels like a big blockbuster film. So would you say that summer movie season officially starts in February?
Wow. Who knows with this pandemic, right? I mean, there's so many variables. I think the theatrical experience is throughout the year. So I think to your point, I think summer blockbusters start end of January. I really believe that Spider-Man taught us all something. As a moviegoer myself, and as a theater fan myself, I'm just thrilled that the cinematic experience is vibrant. And I love going to the theater and watching movies like Roland's. That's how I came across his films. I always watch his films more than once, but I'm a cinephile, so blame me for that. But I do love the experience that he gives me. Very few filmmakers give you that theatrical experience like Roland Emmerich does. So Moonfall does the same thing. I do believe that the theatrical summer blockbuster starts at the end of January, not February.
Yo. This is important, guys. This is a very special episode. Oh my God. I'm so excited. We've been planning this for a few days. Okay. We've been planning this. It's Frank's birthday. It's Frank's birthday episode here on Latinos Out Loud. We've got a bunch of guests coming through. Jamie, how do you feel?
Well, I'm excited. I mean, anytime you throw a surprise party, and in this case, a surprise Zoom party, you're hoping like the person doesn't find out. So we were kind of nervous that eventually Frank's was going to find out that this was going on. You know, we had two separate WhatsApp.
Does he know?
I don't know. I mean, maybe people, I don't know. There's so many people that you have here that invited that I'm sure someone accidentally probably told them about it. You never know.
You think so? Tell them about the WhatsApp. Tell them what we've been doing. Tell the listeners what we've been doing because I'm stressed out.
We got two different WhatsApps. One, our usual podcast, LOL WhatsApp, with us and the producers, Mitzi, Augusto, Paco. And so we usually talk there. But then Rachel started a separate one. And she called it something super secret WhatsApp, Frank Nibs birthday party. You know, I was like, what the hell, Rachel? And then she put a picture of him on the page. So it's like Frank's picture. So it's very easy to mix up both WhatsApps. Like, so I was very nervous. Yeah. I had to make sure and like triple check that I wasn't writing important surprise Zoom party information on the regular WhatsApp. Luckily, that didn't happen.
I like to challenge my friends. Yeah, I like to challenge my friends. I like to challenge us. This is an experiment. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. We've invited a lot of Frank's friends, his family members, his neighbors, people that we've known. I did investigative research on his Facebook page to see who he's tagged and who has tagged him in the last 3 years. So this has been, okay, we went as far as to making fake show notes. We made fake show notes. Frank thought we were interviewing a really beautiful celebrity. And I did that on purpose to get him to look extra fine, extra special, extra clean, extra shaven. Okay? You can thank me later, Frank. But
she went all out. She went all out.
He thinks we're doing a whole show. I got to laugh about it. Go ahead, Jamie. I can't. This is too fun.
I mean, it might be a super chaotic episode because there's just going to be random, just a bunch of people in the Zoom room at one time. And we don't know when people are coming in, coming out.
And comedians, loud people. We've invited loud people.
Loud people. And we don't know how Frank's going to react. So it's going to be very interesting to see.
He may hate us. He may hang up and be like, I'm out.
Right. Or he might end up in the wrong Zoom room. It's happened before.
Oh, yes.
But I think this is fun. I'm very much looking forward to how it all plays out. Frank deserves it. So happy birthday, Frank. And
Frank.
I think the listeners want to see how this all went down.
Or hear how it all went down. And if you want to see how it all went down, go to our YouTube page. But if you want to hear how it all went down, continue to listen to this episode. And no guarantees here.
Okay? Also, go to Frank's OnlyFans page for the after party. And I don't know. He has whole other plans for that. So you got to go. You got to follow him on OnlyFans.
Did you hear that singing? There were some
Only Franks.
Only Franks. Wow. That sounds like a barbecue I'd like to go to or a sexual page. I'd love to go to a barbecue where there's only Franks. I love hot dogs.
Oh, no.
This is Frankspiracy's surprise birthday episode. Let's see how it turns out. I dare you to keep listening. I dare you.
Enjoy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friend. Happy birthday to you. Que cumpla muchos más.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Happy birthday, Frank.
And Frank are in the same beach.
Oh, oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Frank went on vacation again.
No le diga nada, Frank.
Hey, what's up? Oh shit. Oh, what's up, my brother?
This is your life.
You're old, man.
He's right next to you.
What beach you in?
Yo, oh, we're in the same place, bro.
Boca Chica.
Yo, Frank, this is everybody you owe money to. So, what's up?
Oh, shit.
I thought this was an intervention.
Está llorando, está llorando.
Estoy buscando el brujo a ella.
Yo, Deli, what's up?
Deli on the beach right now.
Rachel hooked it up, man.
Yes,
Rachel hooked it up.
Tony Walker.
Ya comencé, ya.
Sangria.
Drizzly status delivery special for Frank. Happy birthday.
Frank, that's not Frank. That's not one of the podcast sponsors. You need to drink a Bud Light.
Hard seltzer.
Like a Bud Light drink. Yo,
yo, let me know everybody that's here, please, because there's a lot of people. One
oh,
by
that's
one.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea. Let's go around the room. Who are you? What are you doing?
Number one.
Yeah.
And let me start with Frank.
Yeah, let me start with Rick. Rick.
What's going on, Frank?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man? Thank you for coming through, bro.
For you, I wouldn't miss it for the world, man. You're a treasure in Uptown, man. You know
Thank
that.
You. Ooh. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. Luigi.
My brother, man. What up, man? You know I got to come show you love, man. Happy birthday, you fucking old bastard. You know, when I met you, man, you know what I'm saying? You always showed me the utmost love, man. You know, it has nothing to do with me being the Yankee bad boy and shit I did. It was a pleasure always working with you on the film. With Disco on Angelica the Project, man. I never met a fucking dude that wears a robe and wants to get killed in a fucking hotel room like your ass. My brother, I just wish you many blessings to you and your family, my brother, and I'm always here to support. Thanks for Rachel reaching out, man, and everybody in this room. You got a lot of love, brother. Keep it up.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Sandy, where you at?
Mírame aquí.
Ainda. What you got on? Oh, snap.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. You already know. You already know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can't see
that. That's how it's
recording. Hold on. And the guys, all the guys and the girls were like, we got our dollars. So you know what I brought too back here.
Oh snap.
What?
But that's for later.
Okay. Gracias.
But right now, when Rachel invited me, I thought it was going to be just like one person. I had no idea that it was going to be a lot of us. So I'm here, de payasa, poniéndome pintala, yo me pongo una peluca, todo. And then I realized that everyone is here. And I'm like, okay, how do I explain this?
Wow.
But, the idea was that I'm going to sing for you.
What?
I'm going to sing Happy Birthday.
I think what everybody could do is put blindfolds on while she does it. Sorry for the miscommunication. I love you, girl. So we'll just not look. Maybe you could do like a little peekaboo.
Maybe we can send you to you and Frank to a breakout room, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, champagne room. That's so corporate of you. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Champagne room.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
going to
take this off, Frank, but I'm with you.
I know. Rita,
oh,
Rita,
that's
Rita.
The breakout room. That's definitely for the breakout room.
Wow.
I love you, Frank. And,
thank you, likewise.
You know, I was thinking about Marilyn Monroe and JFK, you know, the conspiracy theories and then, like, the number two with the three
got
and
it.
Then... The Saturn that goes around and you know what I mean, right?
Claro,
and the injections that the Hollywood people get. Well,
well, Jerry really that rendition of the
Happy
song.
Happy birthday, wow. Love. I love
thank
you.
Thank you. Sabrina, talk
Hello.
To me, girl. ¿Cómo tú estás?
This is my sangria. I'm in my casa.
Oh, estamos bien.
Yes. It's not Johnny Black, but it's okay. This is what I'm going to drink.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming through.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Gracias. Black Rose, where you at?
Dímelo.
Que lo quentón.
Te me fuiste adelante. Season y te me fuiste adelante.
I know, man. I know. We right there, me and you. I know. Bueno.
Listen,
you...
I know.
What date are you?
February 16th. But it's not about me. It's about you.
Oh, shit.
Being an Indian. Us Indians, we got to stick together. People don't understand why you're bald. You're trying to, like, get the messages that we need from the universe so that we can share with everybody. Look how you were able to teleport. You were with a beanie in the wrong Zoom. And you made it here. You teleported.
Man, you know about that.
We're here to say that we love you. Mira, me estoy bebiendo un shot of Java for you. We love you and, like, appreciate you, man. The man behind the podcast and behind the scenes, and your energy always good. I can't even, like, roast you. I'm supposed to roast you. That was me attempting to roast you, but imagínate, tú con esos Arnold glasses. ¿Quién te puede decir algo?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Rose, thank you. I appreciate you, girl. Thank you for coming through.
We love you, Rose. We love
you, girl.
Rose.
Thank you.
And your birthday going to be late.
Yeah, this is great.
Frank's
thank
boom,
you.
Boom, boom.
Hey, where you at, son?
You.
Que lo que, Antonio.
What up?
Ryan, what's the matter?
What's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
Good. I don't have any Johnny Walker. I have Johnny Water in my mug.
Classic.
Oh, man. How you been, man? I miss
Good.
You, bro.
I miss you too, bro. It's been a while.
Yes, sir, man. We got to get up, man. This year, we got to get up, man. Yeah.
Part of me was like, I should just stay away and make it another Frank conspiracy. Like, yo, where did Anthony go? Did he vanish? The government is after him. He's Bubble Boy. The government is testing him. But not Frank, I love your stories. Ever since, like, the first day we met, I remember we were hanging out and you have these great stories and this great way of telling them. I remember that you told me about how there was, like, an alien on top of the roof of one of the buildings or something like that. And I was like, man, this is good. Like, this is, I believe it so much that this is good. I mean, it's probably real. But yeah, bro, love you. I love all the
thank
stuff.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for always listening to my crazy conspiracies. You were one of the first ones. You and Mike were only one of the first two that would hear me out. Everybody else would just, like, turn around and leave.
Yeah.
And,
be like, and oh, just, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Jamie always disowned me. And thank you for always hearing me out, man. You're, like, one of the only ones that, like, lend me your ear. You know what I mean?
I was there. I was like, go ahead. You're like, yo, but you don't know. And I'm like, go ahead. Tell me about it. So,
thank you, man. Yeah. I appreciate you, bro.
Many, many more, Frank. Many,
thank
many
you.
More.
Muchas gracias.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, brother. Francis, talk to me.
Mi amor, ¿cómo tú estás?
¿Cómo tú estás, mi amor? ¿Cómo tú estás? Yo, I owe you one,
I'm
man.
Good.
I didn't show up to your event, man. I done did it, yo.
Wine and Wisdom 5
right.
podcast,
I
baby.
Up,
Wine
yo.
And Wisdom 5.
It's
all right, up.
But I came to your event para que tú veas cuánto yo
I know,
te quiero.
Man. I know. I
I'm
don't fucked up.
I'm used to some wine.
Ay.
Sharing a little wisdom with you. Me pinté hasta las pendas ropas.
Coño! Ay! Jesus Christ.
I want to wish you a happy 75th birthday.
Thank you. That's all right. It's all good.
I wish you many, many more years. throughout your retirement. Continue reading the emails the wrong way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Picante, picante is hot.
Thank you.
Continue having to repeat your commercials 4 or 5 times. You don't pay attention to your producer, me, when I guide you through your fucking segments. No, I wish you nothing but success. I love you very much.
Thank you.
I hope for my next event, you better show up because I'll go knocking on your door.
Of course, you showed up to my shit. I got to be on your next jam for sure. Definitely. Thank you for coming, Frank. Igualmente.
Happy
Muchas
birthday.
Gracias. Thank you. Roz, where you at, girl?
Hi, former producer of the show. We love you, Francis. I just had to shout you out.
Love you, Francis. Love you, Francis.
You're beautiful in that chair, darling.
It's so comfortable. I'm going to sleep in it tonight. Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone. Have a good night.
Where's Roz? Roz, how you doing, girl?
I'm here. Happy birthday, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you for coming through. What do you want to argue about tonight?
Let's go.
You're my favorite Facebook sparring partner. Yes. I win conspiracy theories. So, yes.
They're just theories. That's all there are.
I know. But you do make for conversation, interesting conversation. We can talk about movies and conspiracy theories. So, again, many blessings. Muchas bendiciones.
Muchas gracias.
My fellow Washington Heights brother.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you. You're always holding it down for the Heights. So, you know, I always got love for you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
I just got to jump in real quick. I'm a little disappointed with that. I thought it was going to be more spicy. I thought there were going to be some jabs thrown because I read you guys' interaction on Facebook and I'm like with popcorn in hand.
You guys answer each other with all caps, exclamation points.
Jamie, tell them. I don't know.
Angry emojis.
That's spicy, really? Wow, okay.
Well, it just gets a little, you know, left-right bookish. And this is what we get for the roast, Roz. I'm sorry, I want my money back. Not for nothing. I love you so much, Roz.
Yes.
Yo, Roz is one of, you know, Roz, you're so informed. And we appreciate your POVs. I just want you to know that everybody's POV is welcomed. And we love, like, we love all of it. Keep it rocking. Keep it going. She's got a show on her Instagram called Nerdy Girl Reviews.
Ooh,
so check it out, you guys. Nerdy Girl Reviews. Yeah, yo. All right. I'm not going to interrupt anymore. I'm not going to promise that, but I'm going to say it.
Thank you, Roz.
What are you writing this? Send me your POV.
Where's Jerry?
It sounds dirty.
Jerry, where you at?
Point of view.
Where's that work?
What's up, Modifoca?
¿Cómo me está buscando a mí?
Yes, sir. Yo, what's up with that dude, yo?
You know what it is? I'm growing it out for you.
I want that to roast Jerry.
Oh,
wait, Jerry, you got electrocuted? Did you just get electrocuted?
I fell from a building right after I put gel on. Frank, get, what can I tell you? I mean,
Coño, Jerry, it's been a lot of years, yo. Coño,
we go back, man.
Let me get a drink. Hold on.
Get a drink. you got Johnny Black, I got Jerry Black over here. Frank, what can I say, brother? First of all, I'm still wondering why you haven't done a conspiracy on your hair. That's the only one that I haven't seen.
All right, I'm gonna do one on what happened to it.
But nah, man, yeah, like I was gonna come on here and roast jazz, but let me tell you something, man. I love you.
Bro,
like, you know, we've had million and one conversations about life. Fuck the business. A million and one conversations about life. And you've been there through a lot of stuff that I went through, and I was there for you. And I just want to say, bro, I love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
50 más, loco. 50.
Diablo, coño.
50 más.
Holy smokes. Who else we got on here? Jerry, thank you, bro. Love you, brother. I love you.
The only one that sees like a horse that keeps popping up next to you. Tú estás hasta con un caballo.
Black Rose is going in. Black Rose is going in on Jerry. So Jerry, you better get on mute.
It looks like it.
That horse keeps coming in and out.
You know, that's Frank's nickname, El Caballo.
El Caballo.
Hold on.
We got somebody else here.
Hold on.
Hold on. We got Mooney here.
The Men on Pause podcast. Just want to shout out Jerry real quick. Great no show. Doubt. Keep it up, yo. We love just
thank
podcast
you.
Love.
Thank you. We love
P2P
you.
P2P love,
you
yo. P2P. P2P.
Mooney, Dimelo. Talk yo, to P-O-V. Me, girl. How you P-O-V. Been?
I've been good. I was about to say the last time I saw you was at Urban World Film Festival in 2019.
Damn.
And you and I went inside of the premiere movie holding seats for Rachel and Mike. And then walked 20 minutes later and sat all the way in the front with the film and the writers and all those people. And I was like, I looked at you like, this is how they do us?
Jeez, I remember that.
Wait, how did I get involved in this? I'm sorry.
No, we told you guys we were holding these for you. Like, really good these too. But then, you know, you guys got to, like, you know, networking outside. And came in, sat in the very front with, I guess, the folks who were already in the movie and stuff.
Damn it, Frank didn't bring you to VIP. That's fucked up, Frank. That's hey. Your bad.
Hey, me and Frank were fine.
Wow.
We did all right. How you doing, Mooney?
But Frank, now you get the senior discount, though. You get the senior discount.
Oh, Jerry. He had that waiting. He was waiting for that one.
Mooney, thank you for coming through. I appreciate you, girl.
Likewise. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I hope to see you soon, man. It's been so long, you know? I know with this pandemic and everything, it's been crazy for all of us.
If I come uptown, I'm definitely hitting you guys up, for sure.
Yes. Yes.
This for those summer, who don't know, I live in Queens. Like
oh, I
live in
I mean, I...
Oh, wow. That's so far away.
Don't disrespect the Queens, all right?
Love you, Sabrina. Love you, guys.
I want to... Ramon Pesante, what's up, brother?
Hello, boy.
So I had
like a small roast that I wrote out, and my wife heard it, and she was like, that shit. That was whack. I was like, I'm not an actor, so then, you know. But.
Shout out to D.
Ramon, the roast master Pesante in the house.
I try. I don't know. But yo, yeah, man, happy birthday, bro. Just, you know, here, thanks for inviting me. I know, like, a lot of these people you're speaking to, you have, like, long history with. So, you know, I'm just honored to be invited. You know,
you're part of the family already. Come on, bro.
Leave that alone, bro.
You know you're part of the family already, brother.
No, but, you know, yeah, it's an honor. But, you know, I got to say, man, you know, you give me a little high blood pressure every time you send me a link. Send me a YouTube link. You always add just another notch in my blood pressure. And I'm just like, he's full of shit, but is he? is it real? Is it? I don't know. Like, you know, you tell me about leprechauns being real.
And that movie about Soylent. I told you about Soylent Green, man. You got to watch that movie.
Stop. I don't want to know about that, man. Don't get him started
on The Matrix.
Oh boy.
I hate the Matrix here, but me.
Listen, stop, Ramon. You know you love him. You guys are both basically bald. I don't know. Embrace your baldness. Take the booty off.
Oh, I'm
like a big
bald.
Look up to him.
That's right.
The shinies representing right now.
All right. Ramon, thank you again, bro. Thank you for coming.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Ya, háblame. ¿Qué lo que, Mrs. Vargas?
¿Qué te digo? Estamos aquí celebrando tu cumpleaños.
Conchule,
and I would have Z on the phone with me, but she's driving. Say hi, Z.
What's up, girl? Dime. Dime, Yaya. Muchas gracias.
Felicitations for the situation that is your birthday.
Thank you for coming through.
Frank. Appreciate the debates. Appreciate the back and forth, the expanding the mental.
That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Making us think. Very appreciative of you for that. And you only turned 21 a few times, so enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate you, girl.
Thank you for being born, Frank Nibs.
Ay, gracias,
yo, shout out your podcast. That Sister podcast is in the building. Another amazing show.
We are Sister.
Love it.
That wasn't rehearsed either. That's just off the cuff. That's a present.
Yeah, me and P need to work on something like that.
I was just going to say, could we do something Latinos out loud? I'll go harmony, melody. I don't know how to sing, but just tell me where
to go. Like that with the whole.
I was just dancing in the background.
You know,
my next person, Miss. I I want to introduce Franny. Franny, talk to me, girl. Listen to me. Franny has been on Latinos Out Loud. Like, yo, from the first episode, I swear to God, she would like when Rachel would put up like some Facebook posts, she was always there. So I always got love for you, girl. Like, yo, when I think about Latinos Out Loud, if we ever make it to the top, I'm taking you with me. Yes. I swear to God, I'm gonna go look for you.
Yes.
From the from the very beginning, this young lady has always given us love, always, and I love you for that, always.
Love you.
You're for real. You're for
love
real. You're real.
Here, I miss you all. Happy birthday! You. I feel
Thank you, Franny.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Thank you. I appreciate you always. Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Julissa. Dímelo.
Lo que.
Que lo quento de Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm out in Denver now.
Dímelo, Morena, que tú haces al Colorado.
Aquí are you inside a rock right now? You inside
a rock?
Rock.
She's inside a rock.
I'm inside the Rocky Mountains recording live. No, aquí está hey, aquí la cosa tan buena. Mira, aquí no hay restaurante dominicano. There's opportunity out here to like build a little colony. I feel like I want to like get a bunch of people's uncles who like to, you know, work on houses and do shit like that and have like land around them. We should start some shit. Dinero está para acá.
You know, they could smoke that all day while working on the house.
West Coast.
Dominicans in Denver.
No, there's so aquí como que no hay mucho dominicano, pero hay unos cuantos.
Julissa, where are you at?
So the color in Colorado, huh?
Colorado. I moved two weeks ago.
Very well said.
What part of Colorado?
Denver. Green Valley Ranch.
So you getting Rocky Mountain High, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just drinking a THC juice, actually, is what I was
saying.
Yeah,
baby.
Okay. But no, but Frank, you know, I want to say that, you know, you're one of the most interesting people I think I've ever met. It's not a roast. No, because I'm not good at roasting. And it almost is too easy, you know. But like, I really do feel like the thing I appreciate the most about you is the fact that you take your authenticity and you come into every space leading with your authenticity. You're never afraid to ruffle a few feathers just to have fun and have conversation. And I think for as many theories and conspiracies as you share, I think there's also a lot of truth that you bring to the table. And I think you enlighten a lot of people who you speak to. And I think a lot of people do look up to you in the way that you carry yourself and your authenticity. And I think that that's what I commend the most. And it's what allows me to watch these crazy kooky videos where sometimes, but you know, lots of love for you and lots of gratitude for being your authentic self always and holding the heights down.
So. Thank you. I appreciate you. And coming from you and you saying that means a lot to me. You know what I mean?
I think out here you can live off the grid, bro. I think.
All right.
For you to live off the grid. So you might want to come check it out.
Okay, cool. I can't wait until you get back. I hope you come back in the summer when we have an event or what have you. You know what I mean?
Y'all see
well,
me.
Bring us out there. I would love to go to the Rockies.
Frank
will end up with aluminum on his head up there.
Listen, I was born there and I've never been there.
Oh, snap.
You were born there?
I was born in Colorado Springs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. Okay, interesting. Yeah.
My father was in the Army. My mother was 16 and yeah.
Oh, wow. That's exotic.
Born almost in a blizzard.
In a blizzard. Wow, interesting. Sasha, did I see Sasha? Sasha.
Sasha was going in. She was going in and out. She's peeking her face.
Interesting.
Sasha's just listening. Maybe she just wants to hear what's going down. Yeah.
Yo!
I just got out the shower.
Oh, shit. Dímelo, manita, ¿qué lo que?
I just got home and I didn't have battery and I'm like rushing because I'm like, oh my God, I'm tardy for the party, but I'm here.
How you doing, Sasha? Yo, thank you for coming through. Happy birthday. Muchas gracias.
Happy birthday. Have they been telling the conspiracy stories about you?
Oh, man. We've been on it. Holy snap. How you doing, Sasha? I haven't seen you in such a long time.
I know. I'm doing really, really, really well. It's so beautiful to see you. I'm so honored to be here and sharing space with you. I thought it was really cool that they put you up here.
Thank you, Sasha. I'll never forget you, man. You're always there for me when, you know, we were doing the videos back in the days and doing the Boggle Bunch. You're always hustling and doing everything for us and whatever we needed. And no matter if I don't see you or not for a long time, you know, I always appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's always familia vibes forever. It will forever be like that. You know, you welcomed me to Signal not too long ago. Greetings. You were like, I didn't know you were about this life.
I enjoy all your videos.
That's going a drug away. Dealer app, right? That's a drug dealer app.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Hi, Elmo.
What's up, Sasha?
Hi, everybody. Oh my God, there's so many familiar, beautiful faces here.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Sasha.
Hello, Sasha. Martinez. Hi. Oh my God, it's a reunion. But it's not a reunion de la gente. This is how we do
it. It's for Frank. We had a good time.
Class of 2012.
Thank you.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
What up, girl? Merry belated Christmas.
Yeah, bueno. Happy New Year.
Happy nuevos años, porque son muchos, ¿verdad? Son unos
años. Happy 2019 through 2022. Okay, can I just sort of put it all together? It's good to see you.
Happy birthdays, guys. Happy birthdays. Happy Hanukkahs. Happy
all of that.
All of that.
Anything that comes up, you know, about these, so any baptism that comes up in the next year or two, happy baptism to them.
Girl, you forgot my last six birthdays.
Sasha be doing mad work. You know, you've done a lot with Luis Jimenez, growing his brand. Shout out to you for doing all that radio work that you do. I'm not trying to do your PR right now, but you are such a pillar. You really are a pillar in the community, and you've been doing a lot in the audio space before there were podcasts. So shout out to you for doing everything. Yes, if you want to just let people know what you do.
Oh, let them know what I do. Well, I just do what has to be done. No, I'm pretty much now, I'm going to get back into that space of podcasting. I've been wanting to see Luis Jimenez again, but you know, everybody's scared of El COVID.
Yes.
And, more than anything now, what I'm focused on is just being a holistic human being, man, and just want to be a better overall human being. That's what I'm focusing on right now. You know, I feel like we've all had to relearn our survival skills, you know, in a sense, not to go out and hunt or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, in general, we've all had to like rethink how to heal whatever this flu thing is. Esa flurona, que esa vaina, di que flurona, you guys. Esa vaina.
I don't know, but I've used it as an excuse to actually do live hunting. So now I hunt for bison. You know, I do a lot of that just to keep it organic. I hunt for rabbits. It's rabbits.
What, are you live in Colorado or something, Rachel?
Bison.
I think Julissa sees more bison than you.
There'd be bad bison in Spanish Harlem. Jerry and O know what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, there's mad bison. And I'm right here.
For those wrong wild.
Okay, naga afuera.
A lot of meat running across the street.
You know? I see a lot of fluronas in Spanish Harlem.
Can you introduce me to Maribel? Who's Maribel? I don't even...
El Salon Chronicles podcast is in the building!
Oh, shit, Maribel!
I don't even see Mari.
Hello, ladies. Oh, my God.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh my God.
That's Julie. Hey, what's up?
Oh, this is
my girl. Oh my God. Oh my God. I am honored. Ladies, thank you so much for coming through. I'm very honored. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting.
Love, health, prosperity, everything, all the good stuff.
Muchas gracias. I appreciate you, ladies. I know you girl, ladies are doing your thing. I'm seeing you, and I wish you many blessings on your new network and everything else you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. Nope. We enjoy your conspiracy theories.
Wait, can you give us one? Do you have one?
What was that?
Do you have yes, give us one.
Oh, okay. I got a good one. Right now, they're installing these lights on the phones, on the iPads, on headlights on phones, and on streetlights. And in about 5 years, if you don't have the vaccine, they'll be able to tell by you walking through. You know how when you go to a club and they stamp you and you go under that little light? They're like going to be with these, with these new lights they're putting up, they're installing.
They're going to start glowing?
Yes, like, you will glow. If you exactly. If you don't have your vaccine, you will glow, basically.
Bueno, so I like to glow years? Because I like to be, you know,
I'm just letting you know.
Get your glow on, girl. Get your glow
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Yeah, you have the glow on. So, yeah, that's the new thing they're installing, these new lamps on cars, on phones, and everything. So if you turn on your phone, like, you know, when you hit your light and you don't have your vaccine, you'll glow. And they'll be able to tell. That's the new one.
Wow. And I heard they're also doing this if you have an STD. You're also going to glow. So that's fucked up. You're going to glow, like, by your genitalia, which is even more fucked up. It's like the scarlet letter. Like, everybody's going to walk around with an A now? What is this, like, 1850? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. He has syphilis.
That's when you take people on
he
the first date.
S on his chest.
We're going to start going around, and we're going to have ratings on us. A, B, C.
Yeah.
Already.
Yo, why you got that light, motherfucker? What, girl? It's just
it will turn into an episode of Black Mirror.
Ooh. Black Mirror. Oh, yes.
But it's brown because they're Latinos. It's Brown Mirror.
Now, Jerry's mirror is brown because you don't clean it.
Caramelo, caramelo. No, dulce de leche, yeah.
Dulce de leche.
Right. Oh, yo, you guys talk about the network because El Salon Chronicles just launched a network. So, and also Rick H just launched a network. So, right?
What
so, we should talk about it.
Back.
Tell us.
I'm about to jump on a different podcast. Frank, I really do the talks that we've had. I appreciate you coming to the show all the time and watching us in the monkey room and giving us advice. It really is like a gem. And you are, like Lampo says, Carlos Calito was like, yo, Frank Nims needs like a statue, like on 186th Street or something.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Carlos Lampele, my boy, yes.
Yeah, so happy birthday, many blessings. I wish you nothing but health, wealth, and happiness, my brother.
Thank you, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate it very much. I can't wait until you have a live event. I will be there in the monkey room or wherever you have it. Enjoy every single one of them. And I can't wait after all this pandemic and all this stuff goes down. I can't wait to attend one of your events, man.
Because the Rick H show is back. Like, we never left.
It's back because
we never left.
Latino men who have a podcast, who have a platform, Rita Bautista just launched a brand new network. And if you want to join the network, contact Rita.
Rita.
that's the network that I'm on. Rita did one for Latinas and then now she's on for Latinos. So, we'll be back on Tuesdays. But Rachel, thank you for everything. Jamie, I love you, my brother. I love you so much. You don't
love you, man. Fun.
I have a song.
Bro, you retired like Jay-Z. Bro, you retired like Jay-Z. What's wrong with you?
Yo, you know what? The Rick H, the H stands for heart, yo, and that's what you have, bro.
Yes, corazón.
You got a big one, bro.
I think it might be hablador. But sincerely, I admire everybody that's on this call from, where is she? She's in Colorado right now somewhere. Julissa,
yeah.
El Salon Chronicles, Latinos Out Loud, you guys paved the way. All the other podcasts that are in here, there's just too many for me to... Oh, Men on Pause and O's,
the smartest guys
in the room. So, have a great night.
Thank you, brother. Thanks, thank you for coming through, man.
Word.
Well, we got our two producers, August and Mitzi. I don't know. Mitzi, thank you for coming. That's our producer. They're out in Mexico, and August, Thank you so much, guys. You guys tricked me. I had no idea this was going to go on. You got me. You got me. Guys, thank you, man. This is very, I'm honored. Wow.
Jamie and I have a few words. Also, Jamie and I have a few words in the form of a choreographed dance. So if everybody could just get comfortable.
I thought we scrapped that.
Oh, I've been practicing since 7 a.m., Jamie. My feet are calloused. I have calluses on my feet.
Did you notice when I ignored all your WhatsApp messages, you didn't get the hint that I wasn't doing it?
I've been doing splits since 9:30. My thighs hurt. We're not dancing.
No, look, let me, Frank, I'm going to say so much for you. First, I got to pimp out, you know, Bud Light Seltzer, Hot and Soda, that's a sponsor. And so, you know.
How many did you have already?
Yo, it tastes like soda with alcohol. It's really good.
You have to be careful with this. Shit gets you, like, it hits you after the second one, you really get hit. You got to be careful, Jamie.
Frank, somebody said that you're authentic, and that's what you are. You're like an authentic guy. You know, you're like on the show. You're like the realest. You know, me and Rachel, like we're performers. We're always on. But Frank, you don't have to be on, right? You're just you, right? And so I think that's what people love about you. Like you just talk, and people are like, oh, this guy's like coming off real. And Jamie's like trying too hard. You know what I mean? But I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it is. That's what the show is.
Just I say that.
Rachel says that all the time. Yeah. That's her notes. But I love you, dude. Like I've known you a long time too. Now it's getting to the point where it's like
It's over 15. It's close to 15 years, man.
No, wow. Like decades and change. Yeah, man, you're my brother for life. Elder statesman, elder.
Man, that's fucked up. Like a grandfather, some shit.
Nah, man. Elder.
Yo,
statesman.
You were gonna say cocksmith. You were gonna say cocksmith.
What? Nah, no, but you, you're somebody that you know. Like, if somebody needed something, like Frank is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need to talk to somebody, Frank is there.
If you got the plug, Frank is there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another issue.
Yo, you need a dentist operating out of an apartment from Washington Heights. Frank is there.
If you want to know why, which celebrities are secret, which celebrities are secret lizards, have skin, lizard skin, Frank is there.
Frank is there.
But, yeah, Frank, I mean, we've gotten closer through the years because, even when I first met you, like, we were cool. But doing the podcast with you, I've just gotten to know you better. And really value your friendship. And so a happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
I wish you could have done this for your last year, which was,
my 50th.
I didn't want to say the age, but you said it. But
I didn't tell anybody, by the way.
Better late than never, all right? 51 is still starting at one, so you know what I mean? So
we good.
So love you, man. Happy birthday. And
thank you. Enjoy
your birthday week, month, however you want to do it.
Thank you. Jamie, I appreciate you always, man. You're like, you're my Swiss Army knife, man. You could cut any which way. I appreciate you always. I've learned so much from you. Dude, I always told Rachel and Mike, man, you're amazing, man. I never seen anybody flip jokes like you, and I've learned from the beginning, man. And when I got in the booth with you and Enharmonic, I was like, what the hell? I was like, I don't think you know how amazing you are, man.
Thank you, man.
You're a very talented dude, and
see Jerry, he thinks I'm funny.
I'm still not buying it.
My brother is an honor working with you always, man. I always tell that to Rachel, and I used to tell Mike all the time, bro. So thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Love. All love.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Rachel, where you at?
Yo.
Where you at, son?
I'm right here, dog. All right. Yo,
where my dog's at?
I gotta say. I have to tell you, Frank, I've also known you for a minute now. I think around the same time. It's been a while. I think
15, 16, 17. It's going maybe 17. Wow.
And I just want to say that, okay, you look great for how high up there
you
are.
Thank you. You didn't put a number. Thank you.
No, I'm not going to put a number, but I'm going to say that I've been doing some research. I also watched the Britney Spears documentary. And if you need me to do the conservatorship or be power of attorney, because in your old age, maybe you can't make decisions.
How's your cholesterol,
and then we
can
do the whole marketing. You know, then we could do the whole... We could do the whole marketing thing of like free Frank, and then that'll give us ratings for the podcast and the network will be happy. But I'm happy to offer owner of a conservatorship, because now I know exactly what that is after watching again the Britney Spears documentary on Netflix. So let me know if you need
Thank
that.
Thank you, Rachel.
But in all honesty, Frank, you know, everybody has those go-tos for advice, guidance, to make sure you're on the right path. You're one of my go-tos.
And wow.
You're one of my go-tos, just to check me to make sure I'm on the right path. What am I doing here? I need some advice. I'm on the brink of tears. I reach out to you, yo. I reach out to you. You're one of the real ones. The really real ones. From coming out to LA when we were shooting Bring the Funny, I know why you came out there. You came out there to hold it down and to help us out and to protect us. You know what I'm saying? You was with us. When we were needed on set, when we were needed to go, you was there to like help us go to the dispensary. Like, you were there for advice. When some of us got sick, you were there to help us. You're just always there. I think somebody said that before. You're always there.
I try.
You're one of the real ones. And then what you add to the podcast every week, I really look forward to just being sucked into one of your theories. I don't know how. Every week.
I ain't lying.
I'm like, Mom, the world's flat, in case you don't know. Yeah, how do I know? Frank told me, okay? That's all you need to know. I'll call you later. The kids are fine. Bye. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for always being there to shift conversations, to guide conversations, and just being a really good friend and being such an integral part of what we're building here and the community uptown. Good. You're an integral part of the community,
thank
bro.
You.
And that's so well respected.
Rachel.
I really
respect
Rachel, that.
One love, girl. You know, I ain't don't make me tear up. You know what you mean to me. You know what you mean to the podcast. You're the mother of the podcast. You're the matrix, meaning mama of the podcast. You are the mother of all of us. When we're going through what we're going through, you bring that feminine energy, that balance to what we are. Always. I always tell you that. We go with your energy always. So I'm not, you know, our relationship has gone, goes back, woof, I don't know how many years. But, you know, I always got love for you. And I hope we do this for a lot more years, girl. And talking about...
Whatever it is.
And you went into Britney Spears. And talking about Britney Spears, we have Skittles here. We have Skittles in the building. Skittles, where you at?
Ladies, who brunch it?
Hey, what's up? I look crazy. I look insane.
You can't look worse than me, Skittles. You can't look worse than me. Trust me.
Skittles, dímelo.
Happy birthday.
Oh, snap. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, I'm sorry I'm so late.
Don't worry about it. Thank you
it's
for coming.
Okay.
Thank
it's
you.
Okay.
Appreciate
Never.
You.
Yeah.
Hey, Cascados, how you doing?
I'm good over here, trying to hustle, stay focused, and make shit happen.
Oof. Yeah. I remember Skittles from one of the third video we did, the Juan Bagueno.
I coño.
And that's when Skittles was doing his thing, and which is he's still always doing his thing. But that's the first time we met each other, and it was like on a cold, like winter.
Oh my
like it
God,
was like
yes.
It was like February. It was like one of the days that it is right now in the middle of a park. And
y'all had me sitting in a car for like I remember because y'all were like nah, we gotta keep him warm. And I was sitting in that car for like. I want to say like, it felt like 2 hours.
Yeah, I was like, yo, your party's coming up soon. I was camped out coming back. Your party's coming up soon. Skittles is looking at me like,
hold up,
motherfucker.
So his green room was the car, y'all. Come on, son. Do you
car.
Know who Skittles
yes.
is? Shit, Spanish girls say. Do you know who
yes.
he is? Come on.
Yes. And wow. Skittles was doing his thing back then. I was like, oh shit, what is this guy doing here? Like, he's a YouTube star, and I'm here like. Telling him to wait, and I appreciated you, man. You waited there like forever, and you got the shot done. And it was great, man. And now I think that was like maybe like over 10 years ago, definitely like maybe 12 years ago. Yes,
it was like 10, 9 years ago. It was like right when Shit Spanish Girl Say went viral. So it was like, yeah.
Wow.
That's
how time flies, huh?
Mm.
We're still here. Skittles,
what does Frank mean to you? Yeah, everybody shared their thoughts.
Everybody shared their thoughts. Ah!
There were tears in here. You missed it.
There were tears.
Yes. Rachel went through two Kleenex boxes.
Look at my eyes. Look how puffy my eyes are.
Wow.
You see?
No, I think Frank is just a great spirit to be around. Always bringing laughs and the fucking conspiracy theories and everything that comes with his section of what is Latinos Out Loud is just always hilarious and always interesting, always a conversation starter.
Yes.
And yeah, I've really enjoyed getting to know you like this last year, seeing you at events and whatnot. So keep doing a thing.
Thank you, Skittles. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man. You're doing your thing always.
We love Skittles.
Yes.
Yo, could you tell us real quick a little bit about what's going on with Shit Spanish Girls Say? Because you're celebrating a huge anniversary.
Yes. Right? So Shit Spanish Girls Say turned 10 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Pero somebody give this man a medal or something. 10 years, a toaster.
That was a game changer, Skittles, by the way.
Listen, what's so funny is that we did not think that it was going to have the impact that it had. Like, it really was. I think that's one of my favorite facts about the entire experience that has been Shit Spanish Girls Say is that we truly were like we truly were like four friends just like coming together who were like into the arts, and you know, Julissa had this idea, and you know, we planned out the way to make it happen. And so like, I think for us, it being something that we only did for us and for our friends, and then seeing the impact that it had, it was something magical. It was something that we could not have planned. It was something that we didn't plan. And so to know that 10 years later, there's still people who see it and, you know, it unlocks a memory, or they'll talk about how it like changed the game for like, you know, comedy and internet content, and it was just like a part of this moment in time. It's always a beautiful thing to remember, and always what you call it, it makes it a very special, it holds a very special place in my heart because it literally changed my life.
Wow.
So we're working on a cute tribute with some familiar faces.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And so that was fun.
Isn't it so great? It lives on.
Yes.
Right? And it's still very relevant.
Yeah.
You know, I recently rewatched part one and part two, which is on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, go take a look and repost it. It's so hysterical. Let me ask you real quick, like, what made you make it a montage? What made you think, like, was there just too much shit that Spanish girls say that you had to make it a montage? How did you go about the approach?
It was based off of Shit Girls Say, which was the video that came out first, the Kyle Humphrey, I can't remember the other guy's name. Shit Girls Say, and that was done like a montage. And so like when we were filming it, we just had all these different shots, and we were going through the lines, and then we kind of in editing, you know, going back and forth, talking about what order we thought it should be in and stuff like that. That's how the video came to be. But it literally is a montage because of the original Shit Girls Say.
Right. Okay. It was plentiful and also still relevant. I can't wait to see what you do for the anniversary.
Yes. I'm excited for y'all to see it too, because it's going to be very cute.
Wow. Can't wait.
Yo, Frank, What about you, Frank? How do you feel about all these people being here and turning a milestone?
Speech.
Anything you're feeling right now? Yeah, in other words, speech.
It's amazing, man. You know, when people give you love like that, it's amazing. A lot of people that I've worked with over the years, you know, over 10 years. Anytime I put my energy or my work on anything and the people that share that experience with me, those people become my family. Like, whether I see those people or not, whether it's an Anthony Palmini that I haven't seen in forever or a Sasha, those people become your family, because if you created that work and you see it afterwards, to me at least, those people become my family. So these are people that I always think about, like, you know what I mean? And seeing them right here, like popping up, you know, I see them on social sometimes. It becomes huge. Like Anthony Palmini did so much work with us, man. It's like,
yeah, man.
You know, it's like part of me, part of my career. So I you know, there's times that I think about days that we were recording in a van going backwards while O and Mike are like on a bike and me and Palmini on the back of a van, like recording them. You know what I mean? So that's
preventing
huge.
Me from crashing, Frank. You're preventing
there you
me
go.
From crashing.
So it means a lot, or Jerry, man, working with us, you know, back in the days in the studio is like, you know, those connections.
Hours and hours.
Oh yeah, I met the dude. Let me tell you, I remember seeing you writing for hours and hours, and then getting a song right, and then going in the booth and like banging it out, and being like, and looking at each other like, wow, that shit is a hit. You know, those are moments that you're like, yo, wow. Like, those are creative moments that I've shared with a lot of people.
We made a baby
here.
Together. Yeah.
Yes, yes. You know, so when I see the videos or I hear the songs now, I just go back in time. Those are things that we're creating that maybe in 20 years, 30 years, you know what I mean? We're going to like, holy snap. So there's a lot of, you know, these are relationships that you create over the years, and they're creative relationships, but they become relationships with people, whether you believe it or not. And they become deep, man, because when you create something, it's like creating a baby or creating something. And people see it on social, and you have that connection as you keep on going, or, you know, as the years keep on going. And I am appreciative of every single person that came here tonight and wished me a happy birthday and wished me, you know, the well wishes. You don't get that all the time, you know what I mean? And I'm always appreciative of that. And I think that, you know what I mean? We got to appreciate more, as, you know, the way things are going in the world right now, we have to appreciate each other a lot more, because we need that. You know what I mean? We need the warmth. We need the well wishes. We need the, hey man, what's up? How you doing? Pick up the phone. So on and so forth.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank you to everybody. I appreciate you. And, you know, I love you all. Thank you for coming through.
We love you,
we
bro.
Love you,
we
Frank.
Love you, brother. We love you, man.
Thank you,
this is for the world,
you,
bro.
Happy birthday, brother.
Yes.
We did it. I'm so glad you're getting your flowers. I'm so glad you're getting your flowers.
Coño, I don't want to go 6 feet under and then hear it later.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, you know what it is? People get it after they're gone. You hear and you see it. You see in the Lord, bro.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something funny. People hit me up like in the morning, say, "Oh, happy birthday! I can't be on your Zoom call today." So I was like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, somebody.
All the messages said it was a surprise.
So they said sorry. I can't be at your surprise Zoom. They said that.
Yeah, my dumbass brother hit me up. Caesar was like, "Yo, I'm sorry, I can't make it. I can't make it to your Zoom party."
Oh,
like,
wow. You know it's crazy, because the text to Caesar had an extra shh, like an extra shh. It was
no bueno.
You know, there's somebody that always gives it up. You know what I'm saying? Always somebody that messes it up. But nah, I came in through, and it was like a super surprise party, man. Just seeing all of you.
I thought that was gonna be me messing it up.
Oh, Franny!
Franny, before you even hit me up, somebody hit me up. So don't worry about it. It wasn't you.
Rachel had a separate WhatsApp, and it's like, I thought I was gonna like hit the actual podcast WhatsApp because it's so close together. And I'm like,
me too.
And it has like Frank's picture on it, and I'm like, wait a minute, which one is which? I'm gonna like write something in the wrong WhatsApp. But luckily, I mean, that it happened.
It was hard.
Yeah, it was hard.
It was hard planning a surprise for you, especially behind your back with everybody. Shout out to Mitzi and Paco.
Thank you, guys.
And Augusto, who were in on
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Set yeah, up Mitzi the link, did everything yeah, yeah, yeah. for us.
Mitzi, Augusto, they always hook it up when we need it. So
yes, Mitzi, Augusto, where's Paco? I don't know if you're hearing us, Paco, but thank you guys so much for everything this past year. You guys have been great. You guys have been, like, amazing for us and our development over here in Sonoro. So thank you guys for always looking out for us from, you know, Mexico. I appreciate you guys so much. You don't even know it. Muchas gracias. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys so much, Sonoro. Oof. Thank you so much, Sonoro. Thank you for, you know, to having this podcast around my birthday. I appreciate you guys so much. I mean, there's so many people to mention. Everyone that came through, I appreciate you guys again. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's do this again next year, hopefully, si Dios quiere. And thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. Gracias.
Love you, Frank. We love you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy
yeah.
birthday
yeah.
to you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
To you. Okay. Ciao, bacalaos.
Bye-bye, bacalaos. Bacalao.
Adios, arroz.
Adios, arroz. Oh my God. Holy.
Wow. That was.
Oh my God. Guys.
That was fun.
Holy smokes, guys.
Now, that's how you do a surprise Zoom
party. That was out of control. Well, who the hell? What were you guys thinking of? I mean, you guys got everybody up in this piece, man. How you guys do this?
Well, Frank, I'm going to say this. The beauty, or one of the beauties in planning a surprise party or any party when there's a guest of honor, is how much love you have from the community. All I had to say,
thank you, my God. Frank,
all I had to say to people was, yo, we trying to do a surprise Latinos Out Loud podcast episode recording party for Frank. Will this work? Not sure. Will you be there? You know what I'm saying? There were no guarantees up front. And I was like, will you be there? We've never done anything. And people were like, I'm there. I'm there.
Damn.
Frank's my boy. Frank is this. Frank is your care. Frank is that. Frank is everything. You have so much love. It's so beautiful to witness.
Wow. It's so hard to process this. So many people to thank. I don't know if I'm going to remember everybody's name, but yo, thank you to Franny that came through, Mooney, Black Rose, your friend Sabrina,
yes,
isn't it?
Sabrina, who is with us on all these photos, on these video shoots.
Francis, Conchole, my God, I can't believe it. Sasha, Jerry.
Ramon Pesante.
Hi. Anthony, Miss Yaya, hey, people. Rosie. Sandy, my God, the ladies from
El Salón Chronicles. Sasha Inoua, Jerry.
Sasha,
Oscar,
oh
Omar Martinez.
No, nah, it was fun.
Oh, you guys hit me
Roz
in the head,
Baron.
Yo. Jeez, and Ms. Roz. Oh, my
I think now we're repeating people.
Dulisa Skittles, ay, mi madre, Latinas Broche, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of, it was like a lot of like podcast people and comedians and just people that know you and have, are consider you friends. So yeah, it was really cool. And you had nobody made it awkward. Everybody. Oh, there was some, I mean, you did get someone singing to you, which is cool.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe style.
I'm going to get a private Marilyn yeah. Monroe going to Mr. Kennedy, At my birthday on the 25th, on the actual, you know, maybe in a few hours. So I'm going to call Sandy. I'm going to see if I get the whole, you know, the whole thing.
You're welcome, Frank. You're welcome.
Sandy had the stripper pole. Sandy had the stripper yes. pole in the background. So, I mean,
ooh,
Yeah.
She thought it was
going
to be
bad.
A one-on-one. Sandy thought it was going to be a one-on-one.
I don't know if I'm the best communicator, and I'm sorry to everyone if I'm not. I didn't realize. It wasn't going to be a one-on-one because I was going to be there. So maybe it was going to be like a three-participant kind of thing. Look, it's 2022. I'm open for a lot. But listen, I didn't mean to miscommunicate.
What?
I didn't mean to miscommunicate. I'm sorry if I did. I'm so sorry if I did. Beautiful.
Sandy got all ready. She looked like Marilyn Monroe. She looked amazing. She had the white blonde wig. She had she had the stilettos on.
She's
she had
flawless.
Like that beautiful.
She's really
oh my
beautiful,
god!
Stunning. Yeah.
That was a private show in the middle of a public show. So it was
and
interesting.
She's courageous. Let me tell you, she still went through with
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
She's got a lot of courage. I love that.
Yes, yeah. She did.
Yeah,
amazing. Courage in the fire.
Oh my. Yes, guys. I'm shocked. Guys.
You're shocked. Any final words on just the whole night?
Amazing. Just amazing. Again, guys. We keep on going back to this. We've been doing this for so long. So many people along the way. I appreciate every single person. I love all you guys, and I always look at you guys like part of me because
I love that.
I wouldn't be me without you guys. That's the way I see the world. Right. So, seeing Jerry, seeing all you guys together over here, seeing Sasha. I haven't seen Sasha in so many years. Sasha helped us out in so many things, man. It was like this, a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of little the loose ends, so to speak, that people help you with when you're coming up. You know what I mean? Whether it's production, whether it's this or that. And Sasha was one of those people like that was always there. So it was so great seeing her. You know what I mean? Again. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for getting everybody together. Thank you for doing this. I don't know what else to say. I'm still in shock. Amazing.
Well, I think these two words are the only ones that matter right now. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're an amazing person.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Jamie.
Well, we've got time for one more thing on this episode, and that's que lo que.
Yes.
Show for QLQ, que lo que. Who wants to go first? Right. Anybody? Frank, you're the birthday boy. Take a rest. Frank, Jamie, I don't know. Frank, Jamie.
Yeah. I'm gonna let Jamie go first.
Why not? First of all, much respect to nuestra gente at Hierro.com.
Yes.
The news and lifestyle platform for Latino men. This week, they're providing a sneak peek at what's going down at this year's LAMC. So visit Hierro.com for more about this hybrid event. If you're wondering what's LAMC, go to Hierro.com. Find out more. And Jay Ferns Instagram, J_Ferns Twitter.
All right.
And shout out to the long time running Latino Alternative Music Conference. That's been a long time.
That's what it is. Okay. I was trying to get them to go to Hierro to find out.
I hope I'm saying the acronym right. I think it's the Latin Alternative Music Conference, and it's been around for quite some time, putting Latino artists in that alternative rah, 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 headbanging space. So that's what's up.
That's dope. Okay, I'm done, Frank.
Thank you, Jamie. My que lo que, guys, this week is for the city of New York.
Wow.
I want to give a que lo que. There's so much crazy stuff going on in the city right now that, I feel like I'm going on one of my rants, but I just want to give a shout out to the city. I know a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff. A lot of craziness has been going on. I want to speak about a situation that happened a few weeks ago. And give a shout out to Cardi B for really stepping up for something that happened in the city. We lost 19 people to a tragic fire.
Terrible in the
Bronx.
Yes,
that went in the Bronx. And Miss Cardi B stepped up to the plate, and she's covering all the expenses to the funerals and the services for the victims. And I got to commend her and I got to give her love. Amazing. And I just want to, you know, I'm wishing the best for the city, man. Right now, we're going through a lot of stuff. We just lost two police officers this past week. One of them was from your area, Jamie. The funeral was in your area. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, he's from Inwood. So
yeah, he's from Inwood. And, you know, we really felt that. And, you know, 22 years old. And my condolences to the family. Yes, we really felt that. It's horrendous. And I'm just hoping that everybody in the big cities, I know LA is feeling it right now with everything that's going on with the pandemic and everything. You know, we got to turn that corner, guys. And just hold on and just be positive to each other. And thank you so much, guys.
That is lovely, Frank. I just want to say happy birthday to you. This was such a fun episode to just put together with our friends at Sonoro and Jamie and all your friends that supported and represented for you today. Okay, so please follow us at We Are Latinos Out Loud across all the socials. You could also give us a call if you want to give Frank a birthday shout out of your own. You could call us at 978-LATINOS. You could also send us an email if you like. If you like to email and that's your thing, hey, I'm not mad. Email us at wearelatinosoutloud@gmail.com. And please, 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 while you're at it, please follow me at Rachel La Loca, R-E-C-H-E-L, La Loca. Thank you again for tuning in and for everybody who's out there driving, doing exercise, vacuuming, whatever you're doing while listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining in on the celebration for Frank. We love our Frankspiracy. We love all the theories he brings. Keep rocking out with us. And happy birthday to you if you're celebrating one yourself. All right, yo. On that note, we out!